So let's just very briefly summarize the conclusions reached so far. Enlightenment, we may say, can be looked at from two points of view. It can be looked at from the point of view of time, from the point of view of eternity. It can be regarded as the culmination of the evolutionary process, a process which is carried on, a culmination which is reached through and by means of personal effort. But enlightenment can also be regarded as being a sort of breakthrough into a new dimension beyond time and beyond the evolutionary process. And in the same way, we can look at the Buddha in two ways, as Rupakaya and as Dharmakaya, as included in history and also as transcending history. And in the second case, when we regard the Buddha or Buddhahood as synonymous with reality, as occupying the dimension of eternity, as transcending time, then the Buddha figure becomes a symbol of reality itself, but not identical with God in the Western sense, because there are no theistic attributes, no question of creation of the world or anything like that, even though object of devotion. Now, before we close for the morning, or before we close this morning's talk, there's, as you may remember, a promise to be kept, and that is, what does the right angle represent, or the point at the right angle represent? We can call that point X. Perhaps there ought to be an X there just to indicate that. It should be pretty clear now what it represents. We may say that the point infinity is the Rupakaya of the Buddha. Here's the evolutionary process, starting at zero, going up through points 1 and 2 and 3, and culminating in the attainment of enlightenment or Buddhahood, right at the top, at the point represented or marked by the sign for infinity. So that sign for infinity is the Rupakaya of the Buddha. But in addition to the Rupakaya, there is the Dharmakaya of the Buddha. The Buddha as existing out of time. The Buddha as existing in reality, in eternity. And this is the Dharmakaya. So Dharmakaya, Rupakaya. This is the evolutionary process within time. This is eternity. This is ultimate reality. So in relation to Rupakaya, this is the Dharmakaya. What is this point here in relation to zero? In relation to the infinity symbol, Rupakaya, it's Dharmakaya. In relation to zero symbol, it's what Buddhism calls the Dharma Dhatu. Reality as supporting the whole phenomenal process. Reality as expressing itself, as it were, in the whole cosmos. And the common denominator, of course, of Dharma Dhatu and Dharmakaya, this is, we may say, Shunyata, Mahashunyata, the great void, great emptiness. So this point also represents that. In itself, it is Mahashunyata. In relation to infinity, it is Dharmakaya. In relation to zero, it is Dharmadhatu. And that's perhaps as far as we need go for today.